This story that we're leading the program with today, it might sound like a heavy story to you. It might sound like a legally technical story to you. But actually, it's about your rights. And it's about people in power in Northern Ireland. Us making sure that they're being held accountable when they use their power. There is a significant disagreement between the most senior lawyer in Northern Ireland, the Attorney General, John Larkin, and the Public Service Ombudsman, Marie Anderson. Now, Marie Anderson works on behalf of the public. The clue is in the title, Public Service Ombudsman. And she is paid for by you, the public. She has been threatening members of the public with legal action if they share reports about themselves, which she considers to be confidential. I want you to think about that. A report about yourself cannot be shared by you unless Marie Anderson, the Public Service Ombudsman, lets you. And if you dare to do it, you'll get a big threatening letter from her threatening you with contempt. Now, at the heart of this story this morning, John Larkin, the Attorney General. He says she has no right to do this. So the man with all of that legal expertise, the Attorney General, you don't get higher or more expert than the Attorney General in Northern Ireland when it comes to the law. And he is essentially saying she can't do this. He says to her in a letter, I want to read this to you, that the Ombudsman herself considers the report to be confidential until she decides to publish it is irrelevant because the Ombudsman has no power to make an order restricting publication. She ought not to threaten citizens with contempt proceedings when there is no apparent basis for subjecting their proposed actions to such a sanction. So you've got the Attorney General essentially saying within that letter that the Ombudsman is threatening citizens. Threatening is his word. When she can't do it. We reported on an example of this last year. But we can reveal this morning that the Public Service Ombudsman has done it more than once. Marie Anderson has threatened another complainant with contempt. Like last time, all the person did was share one of her reports. But this time, your public, remember, Public Service Ombudsman, goes further. She has threatened a citizen called Carol McCulloch with the Official Secrets Act. So she's now getting a letter through her door threatening her with the Official Secrets Act. Now that's something the Attorney General has not commented on. I've been speaking to Carol, and she was delighted that at last she's being listened to.
I'm really, really pleased, and thank you for doing this, because this has been going on for some time, and I couldn't seem to get anything done with it, and now you have, obviously.
And it's of utmost importance, and with all due respect to you, this goes beyond you. So, the reason why the Nolan Show is really interested in this story is you have the Northern Ireland Public Services Ombudsman threatening a citizen, in this case you, with punishment, high court punishment, which the Attorney General, the most senior lawyer in the country, says they're not allowed to do.
I know, and I do want it stopped, because I just think, well, if they don't have confidence to share their reports, how can the public have confidence in them? And in this case, too, I think you have to remember that I have had a transplant around 30 years. I had 3 inflammatory diseases, and, well, Smith's disease, when I received that letter. And from what, you know, it was a person...
But what I think we should concentrate on today, if it's all right with you, but what I don't want anything to detract from what has happened here. I want everyone in the country to realise that the situation we are currently in is that the Northern Ireland Public Services Ombudsman is writing to citizens in this country, threatening them with the Official Secrets Act, threatening them
with letters which say, I may certify your actions to the High Court as contempt. And meanwhile, the Attorney General, because we've got involved, this programme has got involved and has tried to find out, where does she get these powers from? She does not run this country. She's not some type of god. She is as accountable to the law as anybody else, and she is supposed to be protecting citizens. And so when we've dug into this, on behalf of all of you listening to this programme this morning, about this public services ombudsman, Marie Anderson, the Attorney General has written, and we're going to publish the full letter online, so we'll do that on my Twitter feed at Stephen Nolan. He has written to the Public Services Ombudsman, Marie Anderson, and here's what he has said at the end of his letter. Because the Ombudsman has no power to make an order restricting publication, she ought not to threaten citizens with contempt proceedings when there is no apparent basis for subjecting their proposed actions to such a sanction.
Well, that is exactly I did share the information because I felt, well, this is my information, and if it is wrong, I have the right to share it with the public. She has no right to stop me. I think if what has happened here is indicative of them maybe having so many powers that it's now gone to their heads, and that they just think they can bully anybody.
Well, they would reject their bullying anybody, but there is a, you know, this is not a small matter. Let me try to explain to people why this story is so important. All right, you currently have in, you know, take the American context for a start. You know, you have the person at the top of government, in other words, President Trump in America, banning journalists from asking awkward questions on behalf of citizens, right? So when anybody in positions of power in any democracy overstep their mark, when they use that power unnecessarily or inappropriately against a citizen, then let me tell you, this programme will be at the very front of the queue, fighting back on all of your behalf. Now, in this story, the Attorney General knows and is essentially telling Marie Anderson, the Public Services Ombudsman, that she's out of order in threatening you with contempt. I wonder what's going to happen when we tell the Attorney General that she's also threatening you with the Official Secrets Act.
No, I think it's entirely wrong that anybody would, you know, take those powers on themselves. From my position, I would know so much of the background here, I would say that, you know, it goes even beyond that, but obviously you want to focus on this letter at the minute. Also, before the complaint came out, the findings, and after it came out, I asked the investigating officer if this was confidential, and he told me it was confidential as far as the commissioner was concerned, but I could share it with whoever would like. And then afterwards it came out that, you know, this whole fuss about you're not allowed to share these reports. And it was the final report that we're talking about. So, I mean, you have differences of opinion even in the Ombudsman's office. The right hand doesn't seem to know what the left's doing in it.
There's a bigger story here. And that's what I want to concentrate on today. Let everybody in this country know that there is now the Northern Ireland Public Services Ombudsman is being told by the Attorney General that she is acting inappropriately. When the BBC goes to the Ombudsman says, I'm not commenting.
Well, I think we need to comment. I think the work in the public service office, then the leadership of that so need to answer to this. They need to be accountable to it, and they need to take responsibility for what they do.
Marie Anderson heads up the public. So she is the Northern Ireland Public Services Ombudsman. Do you have confidence in her, Carol?
No, absolutely not.
To Marie Anderson, who has told the BBC, quote, she has no comment to make, when we asked her, why is she threatening citizens with contempt? Where's the law that allows her to do that? When we asked her, how on earth are you threatening people with the Official Secrets Act? And just think of how intimidating that is. You get that letter through your door from this big, powerful ombudsman's office. Well, do you know what, Marie Anderson? We can empower those people back.
Yes, and that's what I, you know, going back to, that, you know, they can, they're threatening patients, and they can threaten other vulnerable people, and they can put protect on top of their letters, and then nobody sees what's happening. So they have to be open. These signed reports and their letters need to be able to be shared with the, you know, with the public if the person wants to share them.
How much confidence can people have in the Public Services Ombudsman if she is threatening the public and doesn't have the power to do so? And I read again what the and see this full letter. There's lots of legalese in it. Please go onto my Twitter feed at Stephen Nolan. We'll put it up on our website as well. You know how to find that.
Yes.
And the Attorney General says, quote, that the Ombudsman herself considers the report to be confidential until she decides to publish it. It is irrelevant. Her view that the report should be confidential is not equivalent to a court order restricting publication of a judgment. Because the Ombudsman has no power to make an order restricting publication, she ought not to threaten citizens with contempt proceedings when there is no apparent basis for subjecting their proposed actions to such a sanction. So, you know, the question for Marie Anderson is, is she going to apologise to citizens like you, Carol, for doing this? Who advised her to do it? Why is she not apologising? And to the Public Service Ombudsman this morning, I think I would ask this final question. Do you really think if someone comes to the Nolan Show and the Attorney General is saying that you're not allowed to intimidate them with these threats, which you're not entitled to make, do you really think you're going to get away with that?
Well, I would agree with that, and I'm really, really pleased now that you're highlighting the issue and that the Attorney General is involved in this, because we don't know how many people have been affected by it, not just me, by this misinterpretation of rules by Mary Anderson. You ask, have I any confidence in her? I have, you know, had contact with Lipso over years. I do not have confidence in her. None at all.
We're going to go back to Marie Anderson again. We're going to ask how many citizens of this country has she threatened with contempt? How many citizens of this country has she threatened with the Official Secrets Act? And if you ever wonder what the Nolan Show is for, you see speaking truth to power like this, you see taking powerful people on like this who try to intimidate citizens with legislation, that's what we're here for. Every single day of the week. Thank you, Carol.
Right. Thanks, Stephen. Thank you very much for taking us on.
Well, here's a response that we did then get from the Marie Anderson's office, Public Service Ombudsman. The Ombudsman welcomes the discussion around the publication of her reports. The power to report and investigations was the subject of much debate prior to the passing of the Public Service Ombudsman Act in 2016. She says the Ombudsman believes that she has acted appropriately within the context of the legislation approved by the Assembly, relevant case law and established Ombudsman practice in the United Kingdom and internationally. The 23 reports available on our website provide evidence of the Office's detailed investigation of complaints and demonstrate the rigour with which the Ombudsman holds public bodies to account. She will continue to publish her reports when it is in the public interest to do so, through a process guided by the principles of openness and transparency. However, complainants, independent professional advisers, public bodies and others involved in investigation entrust her with the most sensitive information and opinions. The Ombudsman must act to protect this information where she sees a potential breach of confidentiality. Marie, the Attorney General is saying you don't have the power to threaten people with contempt. And can we seriously have a situation prevailing in Northern Ireland where the most senior lawyer in this country, the Attorney General, is saying there's one of the most high-profile public servants in the country quoting legislation, threatening people with contempt when it doesn't exist? Let me just rethink what I've just said in the last sentence. That's not quite true, is it? She's not quoting legislation that doesn't exist. She is telling people that she will bring them to court, that they will be prosecuted with contempt, when she's no power, according to the Attorney General, to do so. What an extraordinary situation. And imagine, if you don't think this story is relevant to you today, imagine getting a letter through the door threatening you in this way. Sam McBride, political editor of The Newsletter. Can you believe this, Sam?
Good morning, Stephen. Well, it's certainly rather surprising. The first thing I think to say is that Carol is being very courageous in speaking out about this. There'd be a lot of people getting something like this through the door, would file it away. They'd be pretty cowed by the whole thing and might just think, well, it's not really worth my risking any sort of threat whatsoever or follow-up action if I pursue this. So by speaking out, there clearly is a wider public interest issue here. There is a wider debate as to whether it's right that these sorts of threats should be going out from a public official in Northern Ireland. But I think for lots of people, the really startling element here is the use of both the threat of contempt, which is a criminal sanction. It is the sort of thing that sends you to prison quite often, and the Official Secrets Act. I mean, most people who think about the Official Secrets Act think of it as something which is, I suppose, a safeguard against espionage, against very sensitive government information leaking out to people who do not have the interests of the UK at their heart, not as some sort of means of stopping a disgruntled NHS patient, if that's the correct characterisation of Carol, from putting out what is pretty much a bureaucratic report into her treatment. I think that if there was a necessity to protect individuals who had contributed to that report in confidence, there are bound to be ways that you can do that by having two copies of the report, one that's slightly redacted, that maybe takes out some very sensitive information or takes out somebody's name. But I mean, it really seems to be sledgehammer cracking a nut territory here, where rather than any sort of conversation around that, it would seem, from what I've heard anyway, and I'm just going by what I've heard this morning, that really there is this recourse, this almost knee-jerk recourse, it would seem, to threatening the sort of legislation that is used when somebody leaks information to Russian spies or something of that nature. It really does seem pretty extreme.
And the Official Secrets Act, there are some of our callers this morning already raising the question. I don't know the answer, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to find out. Can you be bound by the Official Secrets Act without signing it?
That is certainly a very common question, and I think the common perception of the Official Secrets Act is where people are referred to as having signed it, and that is because public servants have to do that. Even Storm and Special Advisors had to do that, or people who work in the intelligence community or the police or whatever. But actually, as far as I understand it, you can still be prosecuted under that, so long as you're, I think, made aware of it, or there's a process there. But generally, I think it is seen as the sort of legislation that is so extreme that it is really held in reserve, if you like, even for quite serious cases, and used as a threat hanging over people if they act in a very inappropriate way. But it is not the sort of thing. I mean, you and I get leaks from all sorts of public servants and people around the Stormont system and public bodies all of the time. I've never, ever heard of any of those people being threatened with imprisonment under the Official Secrets Act. I mean, it's really thought of as something that's very extreme. So for it to be used on a member of the public in this way, I think, is really pretty startling, or will be pretty startling to a lot of people listening to this.
And just to be clear, so the Attorney General has not commented. In fact, he said it wouldn't. He does not consider it appropriate to express a view. I'll read their full response. As you note, this is what John Larkin's saying to the Nolan Show. You have the letter dated 29th of October, which contains the Attorney General's views on the legal position under the Public Services Ombudsman Act, Northern Ireland 2016. The issue of the Official Secrets Act did not arise in that letter, and the Attorney does not consider it appropriate to express a view on it, nor on the earlier Commissioner for Complaints legislation now. It's just the thought, I guess, Sam, of one of us. So, you know, a member of the public, you're looking after the kids, you know, you're doing whatever you do. You know, you're working to put food on the table, you're doing whatever you do. Life's tough enough. And someone using the power of their office threatens you with basically with contempt, with legal proceedings, threatens to take you to court, and then threatens you with the Official Secrets Act. Like, anybody getting that letter through the door is going to be terrified.
Absolutely, and I think that there are really two issues here. First of all, there is the issue of the public service the Public Service Ombudsman not routinely publishing all of these reports. So, as a statement from her office says, lots of these reports are published, and that is what you would expect. It'd be a surprise to some people that not all of these reports are published in the first place, even in a redacted form where you have to take out some sensitive information. So that is the first element of this. And then once you've got to that point where you have a report which is basically a secret report, it is given to the party who has made the complaint, it's maybe given to the person who is being complained about, but it doesn't go to the wider public. That generally has with it a potential for being very unhealthy. I mean, secrecy within a government system has to exist for some very sensitive information. We all understand that. But the bar for that should be very high. And if you have, and I'm not making any suggestion that there's any inappropriate action by the Ombudsman or anybody in her office or anything of that nature, but if you think hypothetically here, if you had somebody who was in a position like this, who wasn't doing their job properly, who wasn't investigating these things correctly, or for whatever reason had produced a report which didn't stand up to scrutiny, how would we ever be able to challenge that? How would we ever be able to know that if these reports are held under lock and key and people are being threatened with the action if they speak out about them? So I think there are two very significant issues here. First of all, why are these reports not being made public in some form? And then secondly, why are people who seek to make them public being threatened with this very, very draconian action of really a threat of going to prison? Because that is ultimately what both of these pieces of legislation would ultimately potentially lead to.
And just finally on this, Sam, where do you think this goes from here? Can there just be a situation allowed to continue where the Attorney General is saying this public official can't do this and the public official continues to do it? Like, is that just going to roll on?
Well, I think, I mean, there's a couple of things here, I suppose. I mean, I just didn't catch the dates, and maybe you mentioned this and I wasn't paying enough attention, but the first thing would be, I suppose, did this happen before the Attorney General got involved in the last case? Is this something which is still going on?
No, but the point is that we pointed out, this is the point of the story, we pointed out to the Public Service Ombudsman that what she was doing was against... Well, John Larkin, the Attorney General, has written to the Public Service Ombudsman telling her that she can't do this. And basically, the response, the current day response from the Ombudsman is that she believes she has acted appropriately. So it's a standoff.
Yes, and I think, I mean, the public, I suppose, ought to be slightly reassured by the fact that there are checks and balances in the system here. So John Larkin, by his actions, is somebody who, within the system, who as a fellow public servant, is acting to scrutinise this.
Now, yes, but can he stop her doing it? Has he got the power to stop her to do it?
Well, I think that ultimately the Attorney General does have powers to take people to court. If he believes that there is something that is so serious here, I'm not saying that would be appropriate or anything of that nature. But there are similarities here to an issue which you covered a few months ago, where again Mr. Larkin got involved in Northern Ireland Water, really went way beyond their powers. They threatened people with criminal sanctions based on legislation which did not exist. For putting in place a hose pipe ban. He got involved there, and in that case, he did threaten to take them to court, and it was only at that point that they backed down. They really defended what they had done. They wouldn't accept the logic, the very obvious logic, that this piece of legislation simply did not exist, until the point where he said, well, here is my clear intention. I'm taking you to court. This is formal notice. And at that point, they backed down. So I think that there are lots of criticisms of it. Mr. Larkin, he's a very controversial figure. I'm not sure there's anybody in Northern Ireland who would agree with everything that he has done during his time in office. But I think that as somebody who is arguing and trying to protect the public interest and the rights of ordinary members of the public, I think that what he's doing here is quite a healthy thing within the system, to remind people that they're not the ultimate arbiters of what is legal and what is illegal.
Yeah, Marie Anderson does say, Sam, within her statement that she's published these reports when it is right to do so, when it's in the public interest to do so, and that she will be guided by the principles of openness and transparency. But I do stand over that it is very much in the public interest for us to highlight a bizarre situation where you have the most senior lawyer in the country saying these letters that are dropping in the householders' doors, they're not backed up with any legislation. This ombudsman has no right to do it.